This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 11 regarding Michael Rogalski, R-Y-G-A-L-S-K-I. Michael Rogalski is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. The first occurred on 8/27/19 when he was lifting boxes. As a result, he believes he injured his back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period of further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of disc and nerve damage, treated by a laminectomy on 10/26/20. Period on 6/3/21. His foot got stuck under a pallet. Period, he was not aware that he injured it. Period, he later was diagnosed with a broken foot, treated conservatively. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He admits to having a problem in his back about 6 years ago, treated with injections. Period. He denied any previous injuries with the foot. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the treatment records supplied, Mr. Rogalski was seen at work not on 8/28/19. Period. He developed gradual back pain the previous day as he was lifting and throwing heavy cases. Period. He admitted to a prior history of pain and injury to this area 4 to 5 years earlier. Period. He had an MRI at that time but did not recall its findings. But he was given 2 cortisone injections, which improved his symptoms. Period. He denied any baseline pain in his lower back since then. Period. Exam found he stood 6'1" tall and weighed 330 pounds. Period. He underwent a clinical exam and x-rays that showed degenerative changes. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain, which he was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. He followed up and was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. On 8/31/19, he underwent a lumbar MRI that was not compared to any previous studies. Period. Insert those results here. On 9/5/19, he reported new onset of urinary hesitancy. Period. MRI showed multi-level disc bulging with herniation and bilateral foraminal narrowing at L5-S1 and L4-5, but there was also annular bulging with foraminal narrowing at L3-4. Period. He had recently completed a steroid dose pack. Period. The physician assistant then referred him for orthopedic consultation and renewed his medications. Period. New paragraph. On 9/11/19, he was seen in that regard by Dr. Disabella. Period. He found him to be neurologically intact. Period. His impression with lumbar pain and disc disease was radiculopathy. Period. He had only responded slightly from a medrol dose pack. Period. Dr. Disabella then referred him for physical therapy and pain management by Dr. Smith for possible takeover care. Period. He then did see Dr. Smith on 10/21/19. Period. She recommended injection therapy. Period. On 11/27/19, she performed an epidural steroid injection. Period. This was repeated on 1/3/20. Period. He followed up with Dr. Smith, but remained symptomatic. Period. Therefore, she referred him for spine surgical consultation. Period. Paragraph on 2720, he was seen in that regard by Dr. Shaw. Period, he related 60% relief from the injections. Period, Dr. Shaw ordered a repeat MRI, comma, flexion extension, x-rays of the lumbar spine, as well as electrodiagnostic studies of the lower extremities. Period. On 4/14/20, Dr. Shaw wrote the EMG results that will be inserted here. Pretty also described the results of the x-rays and updated MRI to be inserted here. Period, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period, on 6/25/20, Dr. Greenleaf performed a second opinion for possible spine surgery. Period. He wrote the lumbar MRI, to his view, did not show any clinically significant stenosis at L3-4 or L4-5. Compared to L5-S1, does show diffuse disc bulge, more paracentral to the left with impingement of the traversing S1 nerve root, more significant on the left than the right. Compared to EMG study suggested L5-S1 radiculopathy. Compared to paragraph on 10/26/20, Dr. Shaw performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty followed up post-operatively. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/17/21. Period. He demonstrated the ability to perform 100% of the physical demands of his job as a forklift operator. Period. This was in the heavy physical demand category. Period. He saw Dr. Shaw again on 11/12/21. Period. He thought the patient has evidence of acute radiculopathy at L5, which is consistent with his vibration motions on the forklift and consistent with his recent laminectomy discectomy. Period. Superimposed upon this is the fact he had significant peripheral neuropathy consistent with his diabetic underlying radiculopathy. Period, he did not recommend additional surgical intervention as his low back discomfort and leg discomfort had improved. Period, however, he did not believe the petitioner was fit for any type of vibration type activities such as that experienced with forklifting. Period, in his view, he was only able to perform sedentary activities with no vibration activities. Period. New paragraph. On 6/16/21, the petitioner was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Karan Jaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A, for right foot pain. Period. He asserted the injury date was 6/3/21. Period. X-rays of the foot showed an oblique fracture of the fifth metatarsal shaft. Period. Clinical exam found an antalgic gait with swelling present laterally. Period. Dr. Karan Jaya elicited a history that he fell over a pallet at work and twisted his foot. But he went to work net 3 days later and was placed in a boot and given crutches. He was diagnosed with a fifth metatarsal fracture. Period. Dr. Karan Jaya diagnosed displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal bone, comma, dancer's fracture. Period. He advised Mr. Rogalski to go into an immobilization boot for the next 6 weeks. Period. He did follow up regularly. Period. And scratch that. As of 7/28/21, he was doing well. Period. He was going to remain immobilized for further healing of the fracture site and follow up as indicated. Period. New paragraph. He was sent by another lumbar, sent for another lumbar MRI on 9/3/21 by Dr. Shah to be inserted here. Period. Flexion extension x-rays were also done that day. Period. An EMG was done by Dr. Rosenberg on 10/29/21 to be inserted. Physical exam. Under general appearance, he showed this evaluator pictures on his phone. Period. He indicated this showed his left calf was larger than the right. Period. However, to my eyes, the right calf was larger than the left. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed some dependent purplish cyanotic color to the left foot. Period. However, when it was raised, it returned to normal color. Period. There was swelling of the left great toe and an irregular nail. Period. Had left greater than right hammer toes. Period. Manual muscle test was 5- for resisted left plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. His toes were stiff. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels. Period. He was hesitant to walk on his toes with the left foot, so only stood on it. Period. Inspector revealed a midline 3-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery with a preserved lordotic curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 25 degrees. Complaining of tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He listed only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Michael Rogalski has claimed to have been injured at work on 2 occasions. Period. On 8/27/19, he injured his back. Period. He had diagnostic imaging and specialist care. Period. After failing to respond enough to medication, therapy, and injection treatment, surgery was pursued. Period. This was done on 10/26/20 by Dr. Shah to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively as well. Period. This culminated in a functional capacity evaluation that found him able to perform 100% of his job tasks. Period. However, Dr. Shah opined he should not work in a forklift anymore because of the vibrations it caused. Period. New paragraph. He also claims to have injured his right foot on 6/3/21 when he fell over a pallet. Period. He apparently was seen at WorkNet and then came under the podiatric care of Dr. Karen Jaya on 6/16/21. Period. Additional immobilization was rendered along with regular follow-up through 7/28/21. Period. Dr. Shah had him undergo repeat MRI on 9/3/21 and EMG on 10/29/21, both to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Mr. Rogalski was morbidly obese. Period. he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. He had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting at supine, straight leg raises and maneuvers also failed to correlate with one another. Period. The latter did not elicit any ridiculous complaints below the knees. Period. He did not have tenderness to palpation of the right foot. Period. Interestingly, his left foot had some dependent cyanosis that he states is due to his circulation. Period. However, once he raised his leg for a period of time, this coloring resolved. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Underlying degenerative changes secondary to his age, age and obese body habitus contribute to this assessment. Period. Of course, review of his prior treatment and diagnostic records from his earlier back pain would be helpful in ascribing causation. Period. In terms of the foot, there is 0% permanent partial disability. Period. His fifth metatarsal fracture has healed on a clinical and radiographic basis. Period. End.